Hello, Sarah.
Hi, Zach.
Hello to everyone listening.
Hello.
For this 10th episode.
Whoa.
Of Chillcast.
That's awesome.
The podcast that's almost always on Sundays. It's almost always on Sundays.
We try hard, guys.
Really
it's the holidays right now, so things are a little crazy.
Sarah?
Yes.
It's our 10th episode.
Oh boy, what are we going to talk about?
And I realized something.
Okay, what'd you realize?
We're a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of podcasts out there, a lot of popular ones. But the big popular ones, they all have something in common. Or a lot of them have something in common, which is something we haven't covered yet.
Oh,
they're all about true crime.
Why are we getting into my true crime
podcast? So I want to ask you, Sarah, not about true crime podcasts, but we need to get in with the trend. So
okay.
Today's topic, I think, we're going to talk about serial killers.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Okay.
It is the holidays. Families around.
Yeah, families.
And that might be a perfect time to talk about brutally killing people.
Yeah, sure. I mean, why not?
So let's get right to it.
Okay.
Because I'm going to say the first thing, and we're going to start this episode off with a little confrontation here. It's a little weird how obsessed people are with serial killers.
I agree. And as someone who listens to a lot of true crime podcasts...
Which is what we're trying to cash in on.
I also listen to...
Don't we need to have like an ad for... What's the thing that people have ad for? Audible? Is that the hot?
I mean, there's Audible.
Is that the one?
Yeah, sponsor us!
Yeah. the only sponsor we have is like Loco Roco's Guitar Emporium.
No. That's not a real thing.
No.
Okay, so serial killers. So, Zach, do you know...
You listen to a lot of these.
I do. Do you know any...
True crime podcast?
No. Well,
no.
Do you know of any, like, when I say serial killer to you, like, who do you think of?
When you say serial killer to me, who do I think of?
Yeah, like, is there
like
any...
Like, the very first name of Ted Bundy.
Is there... Ted Bundy, okay. Yeah, he's a pretty well-known
That's
one.
That's the one that flashes in my head.
Yeah, Ted Bundy...
You were
Bundy...
about to say something. Sorry, I interrupted you, but you were about to say something.
No,
because I was mentioning that we have a weird obsession with serial killers. Some people have this weird obsession with serial killers.
Mm-hmm.
And you were mentioning that you listen to a lot of true crime podcasts about serial killers.
I do.
Do
I find
you think
it,
you have a weird obsession with serial killers?
I wouldn't say it's weird, just because of the simple fact that, like, I listen to the stories and then that's where it ends.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't Google the information. I don't
look
at, like...
Well, I don't think that makes it weird.
You know, crime scene photos.
That's... Okay, see, that's when it crosses
the
line.
I don't get...
Or when you hang stuff up in your house.
No.
That's like, this was Ted Bundy's arts and crafts section or things he made.
No, see, I don't get that far into it. You know, I think some of it's interesting. And if there's, like, a key element or point of... Sometimes I'll look at locations. That's
What's...
about the only thing that I'll look at. Like, the West Memphis 3 killing, mm-hmm. there, for those of you who don't know, three boys got killed, and it's a, like, open mystery.
So that's
like,
what I'm going to ask you. What's more interesting to you? Serial killers, where they catch them and they know and they figure them out, or the ones where it's like, here's this evidence, here's the killings, here's the bodies, here's our ideas, but...
I think true crime is more interesting.
And
when
our
I say,
topic is serial killers,
well,
ma'am.
I agree. However, the problem that I have with a lot of serial killers, and I'm sorry, but some serial killer podcasts out there,
mm-hmm.
Is the fact that, like, they're very centered around, you know, here are the reasons why they're a serial killer. And it's kind of proven... A lot of it's proven that it's not true. Like, that, you know, kids who used to, you know, yank on puppy dogs' tails, like, oh, well, that's a serial killer. Well, no, it's not. Or, you know.
The idea has always been nature versus nurture.
Yes.
What is it, an upbringing that creates a serial killer? Or is it just, like,
something
genetics?
Ticks, yeah.
I think it's both.
I think it is definitely how you were raised. You know, if you weren't taught, you know, about...
Yeah, but there are enough serial killers who have been raised in great families with great homes and nice parents and who, like, went off to...
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of serial killers who...
There's the Barbie and Ken murders, but they're not... I don't know if they're considered serial killers or not. There's
Can
also
I say, when
weird...
I was a kid for a very long time, when I heard the word serial killers...
I
thought they, like, it was people that were eating cereal.
A lot of cereal. Yeah.
I thought it had something to do with cereal, and I was really confused as to what was so bad about that.
Yeah, I mean, when you put it that way, it sounds, I, you know.
What's a better term, serial killer or mass murderer? When does a serial killer become a mass murderer?
So it is different.
Okay.
If I remember correctly, it is different.
How many people is a mass?
Well, that's what I mean. Like, the recent Las Vegas killing, the shooting that happened there.
So he's
like,
a mass
that
murderer.
Is a mass murderer because...
Well, is it that he doesn't plan it? Is it that they don't plan things? Isn't that part of a serial killer? Is they have, like, a system and a modus operandi?
I think... Well, no. I think what it is I think it's... Yeah. Okay. So according to Wikipedia, a mass murder is someone who kills in two or more locations with almost no time break between the murders.
Okay, so it's just like
going
around and pop.
While serial killers are typically killing people over a long period of time.
Okay.
Without being caught. So that's the difference, is that a mass murder is like, I'm going to kill a bunch of people.
I'm going to walk into a mall with a gun and shoot people.
Yeah, that would be a mass murder. All of our school shootings, unfortunately, yes, that we have in the United States, those are mass murders.
A serial killer is like, here's this cute girl, I'm going to take her to my apartment. And then a couple months later, here's this cute girl, I'm going to take her to my apartment.
Right, so like the Ted Bundys, the Ed Geins.
Yes. So who would you say is the most, who are the most famous serial killers? Ted Bundy. I think he's up there. Dahmer.
Dahmer's up there. Ed Gein is definitely up there for me, at least. Yeah, I think, of course, he's just gross.
Yeah, Ed Gein, for those who don't know, I know something about Ed Gein. He was in Wisconsin. He was an older man, and he would take people's skin off of their dead bodies, mm-hmm, and he would wear it, use it for furniture, eat them.
It's theorized that he also consumed them.
And yep, he's a very loose basis of the Texas Chainsaw film. Very loose. In the sense, mm-hmm, of like a guy wearing skin and killing people. And that's about where it starts and ends.
There's John Wayne Gacy.
Yeah.
He's another...
Who ruined clowns for a lot of people.
Yeah. There's BTK.
Yep. Which, BTK,
is close to us.
Yeah, he's a local... dirtbag piece of shit. Mm-hmm. Is he still alive?
BTK is actually one that does not appear on a lot of lists. He's not very well known, which is crazy to me.
I think he's crazy. Old. Well, he was old. BTK, didn't he do all his killings in like the 70s? That's why he skipped the death penalty, isn't it? Because they didn't have it, and that's why he was able to dodge it, because he did his murders in an era when they didn't have the death penalty in Kansas.
I think so, yeah.
Here's a fun story about BTK. I'm not going to say exact names here, but a person who I know...
Oh, by the way, BTK is Dennis Rader.
Yes.
Just but for those who don't
does
know.
He deserve to have his name said? I don't know. That's always the other weird thing with serial killers is like, okay, name to me... Okay, so Ted Bundy.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what Ted Bundy looks like?
Mm-hmm.
Right. And you do you know, like, general age of Ted Bundy? Like, what was his general age?
He was one of the younger ones, if I remember right.
Okay.
And
do you know...
Like, I'm very quickly Googling
he was white,
things,
right?
Sorry. Yeah, he was white. Okay. He,
do you know general location?
He was, well, he died in the Florida State Prison, so I'm not sure if that's where he actually followed.
Here's what I was
going to
ask you, though. Name a Ted Bundy victim.
Oh, I don't know.
See, that's where it gets a little weird to me, is that, like...
He had over 30 victims, though.
All of these serial killers, we know their names, their identities, their... They're in TV shows. American Horror Story Hotel did a whole thing with serial killers.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't really talk about the people who were brutally murdered and kidnapped by these people.
Yeah, no, we don't talk about the people who died, unfortunately.
Yeah. That's why I feel a little bit weird sometimes. Okay, getting to the point. That's why I feel weird sometimes with our obsession with serial killers. Is like, to me, I love the Freddy and Jason films.
Mm-hmm.
But those are fictional mass murdering serial killers. You know, those aren't... I don't feel bad about... liking Jason and stuff, but some people, like you say, they get a little too into this stuff.
Yeah,
they make it their life, they get obsessed. Yeah. And then there's the weird ones where there's some men and women who find these people like attractive.
Yeah, the people, like, that write letters and even marry
some
of them. Mm-hmm.
that's
yep.
Look, I'm not gonna kink shame anyone, but don't fuck serial killers.
No, yeah. Yeah, Dahmer's always the one that people are like, oh, he was so handsome. Dahmer's always the one that people...
Well, and I think Dahmer was the one that I heard the story about, because he was executed, wasn't he? He's been executed. Was Dahmer?
I'm almost positive he has been, yes.
I think Dahmer's the one where people are talking about how he's like this really... There's a video clip you can find online where... Because he tried to present himself as calm and cool and disconnected and all this stuff. And there's a clip where he's like talking to someone and it's right before he's getting executed. Mm-hmm. And you hear in the background some commotion like from the security guards. And you see him like look up like this for those at home listening. He's kind of like... Like his neck goes up, mm-hmm. and you can see he's looking to see if they're calling to delay the execution. And it's this moment of like he breaks his facade, and it's revealed.
Well,
that...
it says his cause of death was homicide.
So I don't think it was Dahmer, but it must have not been Bundy, Dahmer. Or it was one of those guys who. A lot of them put on a show, that they're these tough, cool, collected customers, and then it was this great moment where it was like suddenly.
When it comes down to it, they're.
When he thought he had a chance, he was gonna get a stay of execution. His fucking whole body, he got all excited. And
I think it was Ted Bundy because he was executed by the electric chair in 1989.
Yeah, it might have been Bundy then. Would you ever want to meet a serial killer in a prison scenario and talk to and interview them? Mm-mm. Do you think it's worth interviewing them?
I mean. Here's the thing. They're known to be pathological liars.
That's part of it.
So even if you tried to get any information and be like, why did you do it? They would be like, because it was fun. And like, you're not really going to understand anything. And I don't think that's science by like killing them and studying their brain. I don't know what you're going to get out of that. Granted, I don't understand a lot of that. Like the science of the brain or anything.
Well, that gets back to that conversation. Are they born serial killers or do they become serial killers? I don't think anyone's born a serial killer.
I don't think so either.
And I don't think anyone is raised to become a serial killer. Because
no, I don't think you can be bred to be a serial killer.
Because the logic people have is like bad homes, bad marriages. But do you know how many people I know who grew up in bad marriages, bad homes, who are totally normal, fine folks?
Right.
Like... The numbers don't add up.
I do think that a lot of abuse in a family can definitely lead to...
it's a combo.
You know, steadily seeing violence in your childhood will... And not hearing from anyone that was bad that happened. And maybe not, like... If you do something bad... Now, granted, this isn't necessarily something that we see today, but in the past, if you were bad and you got spanked, you know why you were spanked, because you did something bad. If the parent was good about relaying that information.
But there's arguments that people who got spanked.
If your dad is, or mom, or whoever is just a bad parent, doesn't want you around, and just abuses you because the parent thinks that it's fun and gets joy out of it. That's where you have issues, I think. I think that's where the breakdown is when a parent doesn't know how to parent and when a parent abuses a child for unknown reasons.
But to me,
I think that's a big issue.
The problem is I know people who have had bad childhoods who got abused and stuff, and they're fine. Like, they're not killers.
Well, and that's a person that maybe had a good support system around them. Maybe that person ended up having friends around them that could talk to or maybe not talk to. It's about your chemistry as well, as far as, I mean, why do some people get depressed and some people don't? Why do some people, when they see, you know, the color red, think of anger and others think of love? We don't know.
Every brain is different.
Exactly. Sure. Yeah.
Well, that's what I think. I don't think it's nature or nurture. I think it's a combination.
It's a combination.
And then even then, it's a combination. And then I think that's also just an element that sometimes we don't want to... It's uncomfortable to talk about, but it's the element of there are some people who just get off on killing people. Like, that's just...
That's
some people like to lick postage stamps and some people like to stab old ladies. Like, and I think we try to come up with, like, well... He had a bad family. Because I think there's this part of us that doesn't want to admit that any of us could become a serial killer.
Mm-hmm.
Which is maybe why we're interested in serial killers. They're like the monsters in ourselves and that kind of... let me get really poetic and... Here, you know. The monster within us is also the monster we see in them.
Sure.
Manifested through their hands. And their actions.
So, let me ask you a question. We've had this discussion before.
Would I kill someone? Yes.
No. Okay.
Okay.
Do you know who the first, like, known serial killer was?
It was probably like a caveman.
Okay. Like. Well, yes, I'm sure there was a lot of murder then. And though 'tis the season, I am not talking about Columbus either.
Was he a serial killer or a mass? He's a mass murderer.
I would consider him to be a mass murderer. But that's a whole nother subject. No, what? Okay, I mean, actual serial killer.
It was the Chicago Fair or whatever Yeah.
Yeah, H.H. Holmes.
H.H. Holmes, yeah.
Which I would like to point
no
out.
No relation to Sherlock Holmes.
No.
I bet the Sherlock Holmes estate is not, writer. Who owns, I don't know who owns that.
I don't remember anymore.
Sir Arthur Conan Doyle's estate.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure he loves that. What I would like to point out is on the victims list, it says 9 known victims, estimates from 20 to 200.
Yeah, that's a bad estimation.
That's A, a bad estimation. That's like, and B, that's crazy.
It's like a cable company estimation.
That is absolutely insane. Possibly killing 200 people.
Okay, so wait.
But that was over a period of time, so he's not a mass murderer.
No, he's a serial killer, but wouldn't the Jack the Ripper was before him?
So,
and Jack the Ripper
the reason why I don't bring up Jack the Ripper is because now it's coming out from some people that Jack the Ripper may not have actually been one person.
There's that rumor.
There are a few rumors behind Jack the Ripper. He is the best known. Is it because
he's British? Oi.
Well, yeah, he's.
I'm going to kill you.
He's London's serial killer.
I wouldn't be able to
the
take
first
him seriously.
American serial killer was H.H. Holmes, from the information that we have. But yes, if you want to say the first, no.
So there's no serial killers in like medieval time, you think, or was that just not known?
Well, I mean, you've got like Vlad the Impaler, and you've got.
Well, he's a mass murderer.
Yeah, I mean,
think there were serial killers back in those days that were like, they just flew. I think maybe they flew under the radar. We didn't have forensics back then.
They flew under the radar, but also, what is this? In order to be considered a serial killer, this is going to sound really odd. There's like qualifications.
Well, there's, but so do you think there weren't people back in the 1800s and 1600s and 1400s and stuff who could qualify as serial killers? We just don't know because there's just no evidence.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I think so too. Cause then if you think it's a modern phenomenon, then that gets weird. That's like, well, people have been killing people forever.
Yes. Yes, people have definitely been killing people for a very long time. Yeah.
Podcast. People be killing people forever.
People be killing people.
Forever.
Yeah.
Sarah.
Yes.
Who is your favorite serial killer? I know it's a weird way to phrase that, but you must have one you know a lot about, you find very interesting. Not necessarily that you're obsessed with them.
Well, I guess it may be the feminist in me, but probably one of my favorite serial killers is Eileen Warhouse.
Who is that? Is that Monster? Is that who Uma Thurman played in Monster?
I believe so. Yeah, I haven't seen Monster, but yes, I believe that is.
She killed like random men.
Yeah, she was like a hitchhiker.
Yeah.
She would get picked up by men. And do sexual acts, typically, and then she would kill him.
Sexy. That part's not so sexy.
Yeah, not so sexy. Yeah, she is known to have killed 7 men between 89 and 90. Most of the victims that she claimed were men that had tried to rape her, so that way she could go under the radar. She would kill someone, and then when the cops found out, she would be like, oh, well, he tried to rape me. Or he did rape me, and so this was self-defense.
It's a bummer for the 99.9% of women who actually aren't telling the truth that this one monster.
But she also was working as a prostitute, so.
Hey, now.
Well.
Not all prostitutes are serial killing lives.
That's not what I mean.
Only, like, a handful.
Right. Yeah, sure.
If you were a serial killer.
Oh, boy. Okay. I feel like I need to, like.
Who would be your target?
who would be my target?
Who would be your target? Like, everyone's got, like, serial killers, don't they generally, they have, like, a type, a thing they go after?
Gee willikers.
I know mine.
I mean, I know who people. I would want to eradicate from this world.
Old people are mine.
Old people for you?
The older and the whiter and the richer, the better. Because I figure they've lived a long life. I'm going to help some people get inheritance. Who really cares if an 80-year-old gets
killed? Well, I mean, I think people
would... Who really cares?
I think people would probably care. Yeah, you know, I don't know. You know, a part of me wants to say every, you know, idiot white boy out there, because most of them are... When I say that, I mean... Just, like, the dumbasses.
Like, just, you just want to kill idiots.
I really do.
Sarah just wants, like, to kill idiots in the world. All these people that cut her off and while she's driving. All these people who get her away at stores. That's actually... So, the guy who wrote Texas Chainsaw Massacre, that's where he got inspired. It was Ed Gein inspired him from the skin and stuff. Mm-hmm. But the chainsaw and all that was... He was at a hardware store. And he was in a crowd. And he was fucking frustrated with the lines in the crowd. And he saw a chainsaw on display. And he had this, like, thought of, like... I just want to grab this chainsaw and just kill everyone in front of me.
That would be a mass murder, though.
Right.
Bum, bum, bum.
But that was what inspired him to, like, make a movie where a guy uses a chainsaw to kill people.
Yeah.
Who's cooler when it comes to fictional serial killers and mass murderers?
Oh, boy, okay.
Because the real ones are kind of a bummer.
Yeah.
Because the real people got killed and murdered.
Lots of real people died.
But the fake ones are fun.
Mm-hmm.
So who's the best? Who's the coolest?
So are we talking, like, when you say that, do you mean, like, the Hollywood classics? Like,
just serial killers. Yeah.
Like, is that what we're going down? Yeah. Okay. Oh, boy.
I always love Jason. Yeah. There's just something really simple and cool and nice. Like, he does his job.
I do like Jason. I will also say, as a puzzle person... Kind of like Jigsaw.
I do like Jigsaw.
Don't like how gruesome they all always have to be. But
Jigsaw.
I like...
Why you gotta be...
He's just so gruesome. It's just gross.
Oh, Sarah.
Oh, boy.
Hi, Jigsaw. Hello, you called me? Yeah, I just... A fan of your work. Really like...
I like the puzzles. It's very interesting. Yeah. But...
Yeah, I like... And the parts where I rip their spines out.
So that's why I called... Would you want me?
I can rip their, like, more bones out.
No, I don't want that. No. Less gore is actually less what gore. I was thinking. Is less.
So just a part of their spine.
Maybe. I was just thinking eyeballs. Maybe. I mean.
I have to do a little gore.
I mean, a little is okay, but maybe just, like, break their fingers.
And then rip, like, them off.
Lethal injection or something.
And then rip their fingers off. And then make them shove them down a person's throat to get a key out.
Oh, boy. This is not going anywhere.
Hey, what are you doing this week?
No. Okay, bye, Jigsaw. No, I mean, I think the movies are interesting. I think that if you're... And I like why he picks the people that he picks.
What would be your saw trap?
My saw trap?
I already know what it is.
What mine is?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Hello, Sarah. You're in a car... Surrounded by people walking slowly. All you have to do is drive through this slow parking lot without yelling. But every time you yell, an audio recorder picks it up. And the more you yell, the more the serrated blades push into your stomach, into your back.
That would be pretty awful.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty awful. That would be your...
Yeah.
Ugh. No, thank you. Ugh.
I don't know what mine would be. I'm pretty relaxed about things. I don't know what it would be.
It would be like your favorite childhood pet. I would have to, like, put over.
Yeah, I will kill literally any animal in the world to keep myself alive.
Wow.
I do not care. They are just animals. I love animals.
Even Bernie?
If it's me, if the choice is I have to kill Bernie.
How that's gonna work out.
Had a phone call pop up.
Oh boy.
If the choice is to kill Bernie or I live,
you're gonna kill that
Bernie's
dog.
Dead.
Man, see, that's the problem is that, like, if someone put my cats or, like, any basically
Sarah,
any cute animal.
If somebody puts a cat in front of you and says, if Jigsaw's like, all you have to do to get out of here is hit this button and then we kill it. We shoot him with a gun and he's dead, painless. You need. You have to fucking hit the button. I can't. It's an animal. I love animals. It's so cute. But you have to.
No. Kill me. The animal lives.
I feel like Jigsaw wouldn't want to kill you because you're so fun to fuck. You'd have so many different ways to mess with. He's like, okay, all right, this one's good. All right, okay, this week there's a panda.
Please, not the pandas. They were on the endangered species list. We need to let them live, okay? Let the panda live. Just go ahead and take another finger. It's fine, Jigsaw, okay?
What's the most interesting, unsolved, mysterious serial killering that you know of? Like, one that, like, you list to all these. Is there one that people are just like, what the fuck?
Well, it's not a, probably the most well-known.
What was the one where the kids got taken? That was interesting.
The kids got taken.
Ooh, that is another topic. A little subshoot of this, but, like, kid murderers.
Ugh, gross.
That's a whole other weird can of, like,
I don't know if I can go down that road. Golly, I don't know.
What the hell? Golly
gee, Willikers.
What fucking year are you from? 1950s? Golly gee, Batman.
So, okay, the one that I've been following the longest, thanks to another very, very good podcast.
Better than ours?
They're very good. It followed the Tara Grinstead case.
Oh, you mentioned
which
this.
Is very interesting. That's a wild case, and it's actually only been recently within this year that they've been making breaks in the case. So it's been very interesting to follow. Unfortunately, the follow-up has not been very interesting just because it's court shit that no one cares about. Like, we just want to know if the person that they have in custody did it.
Well, so you guys assume.
We're assuming that these people are going to go to jail for a very long time.
Do you think serial killers should be executed?
Oh, boy.
I know. It's a biggish, interesting topic. But do you think? I'll tell you my point of view while you think here for a second.
Okay. Go ahead.
I grew up in Florida. So I have a tendency in my head to sort of think, if you kill a bunch of people like that, especially kids, and be like, yeah, we need to just kind of get you out of here because you're not adding anything, and you're cost, and it costs money to take care of these serial killers.
Yeah, I mean that's kinda,
and they get famous, and some of them make money.
The politics behind, you know, our jail systems.
Yes, execution is a bad thing in a lot of cases.
Right. I mean, when you say, you know, this person needs to die, you know, your gut reaction is, whoa, 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 hold on. And then you look at, like, what they did, like, oh, well, you know, unfortunately,
if you kill more than, what would you say the number should be? Like, once you get above a certain number of people, confirmed, we're not talking like, oh, maybe, like, confirmed, evidence, they admitted it, of everything. At some point, do you think there's a number where it's like, okay, we need to get rid of
you? But that's the thing, is that can you put a number on a person's life?
I was going to say 10. But, yeah, well, because you kill 10 people,
I would say 3.
Whoa, okay, wow. Maybe Zach wants to have a little fun, but all right.
Well, no.
3, 5?
When I think of the number 3, I think of your typical cookie-cutter family. You think of a mom, a dad, and a child. If you go into a house and you kill an entire family, you die. That's awful. That's wrong. You can't do that.
But only for serial killers. If somebody, like, gets in a car accident and they're drinking and they kill a family, they shouldn't.
Well, and so that's where that's where it breaks for me, is that, like, okay, murder versus premeditated murder is very different. A serial killer is typically going to be charged on premeditated murder because they thought it through. Murder,
like a crime of passion.
Or a crime of passion.
Like a woman walks in and she sees her husband cheat on her, she shoots them both. I don't know if she should get executed. Because
the musical Chicago would beg to differ.
I've never seen the musical Chicago.
Okay. Well,
they have a song in there that goes, Chicago, Chicago, we love you. Always a plane away.
No, and that was a totally different musical theme that you went with. But we're not talking about musicals this week.
Sorry, no Alan Menken.
Anyway.
We're never going to talk about musicals.
No, we won't. Break my heart now. No, I mean, I think as
if you kill like 5 or 6 people premeditated, you probably we should get. We don't need you.
Yeah, no,
we're not adding anything.
I think I'll go ahead and stand by that. That a serial killer should die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How though?
I guess here's where it gets tricky for me is like you need to have. Like, you need to have all the evidence. Like, yes, yeah. That person's already in jail. But there have been people sitting in jail that are innocent because people didn't have enough evidence. And that's where I get the hang-ups. Like,
yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Because well, I think, if I remember right, like, there was recently a case where there were 3 gentlemen that were in jail for, like, a slew of, I think, child murders or something. And then it just recently came out, like, oh, no, they're innocent.
Yeah.
Like, they've spent their entire lives since they were, like, I think they went in jail when they were 18, 20, and 22 or something. And they're in their 50s now. They've spent their entire lives in jail because they didn't have enough hard evidence to actually put, or no, they were in a state where they didn't have execution. I think that's what it was. But now, all of a sudden, it's like, oh, yeah, you guys are free. Like, you're in your 50s. Y'all state, like, you fucked up.
See, that's the idea. Supposed to be the idea.
And that's what really gets to me is the fact that, like, if you don't have hard fucking evidence that this person for sure did this, or you have a confession, I don't know if execution's
even
right.
Confessions are not good enough.
Well, that's because true police also. Some people will
force people
on
to sign confessions and do shit. And
right.
I think...
Well, shoot, some people that do accidentally kill someone or whatever, they'll confess just because they're suicidal. It's an easy way for them to get out.
I think... The way the justice system is supposed to work.
Oh boy, here we go.
Well, no, the basic idea is it's better to let 1,000 men walk who are guilty than to put away 1 innocent man. That's why the standard's supposed to be so high.
Right.
It's supposed to be, now it's not at times high enough, but that's what it should be.
Yes.
But if there is evidence, like, okay, like Jeffrey Dahmer's of the world,
sure.
Kill those fuckers.
Yeah, yeah,
they should not be allowed to sit in prison and be famous and get interviews and...
Yeah, no, I definitely agree with that. It's the ones where it's like, I don't know. Like, there's a great example of that. The Atlanta child murderer, it is said that he killed a bunch of kids. I don't know the number, I'm sorry. But it is said that he had killed a lot of children.
There's not enough evidence.
There's not enough evidence, though. And so he's just sitting in a jail cell, and there's just not enough information on what's, you know, what's going on in the case. So this man is sitting in a jail cell for 40 years, and no one can say, yeah, he definitely did it, or, nah, I don't think he did. So there's just weird...
Yeah.
Situations that I can't say, you know, oh, you got charged with killing 6 people, you have to go to jail, and then in, you know, 6 months you die. Because in that 6 months, that's not enough time to flip the case around and be like, wait, we missed this crucial piece of evidence that actually says that this guy's totally innocent. He said he was in Aruba. Guess what? He actually was, and it was his son that did it, or something.
He said he was in Aruba, but he was in Jamaica.
Well, right, you know? Like, I...
Aruba, Jamaica, I wanna take it to Bahama.
Well, that was...
Come on, pretty mama.
That was
Key
fun.
Largo, Montego. Yeah. I'm waiting for the first serial killer in space.
Oh, boy.
Once we get space travel figured out. Serial killers are going to have it really easy moving forward with Ubers and drones. And would you be a serial killer if you tied a knife to a drone and killed people like that?
Well, yeah, that would be.
Or is the drone the serial killer?
It'd be considered premeditated murder because you are acting out a crime with another device.
The drone did it. I didn't do it.
No, you're controlling the drone. That doesn't work.
I don't know how to fly this thing. It was the drone.
If you can prove that you were not using...
I would just cut my hands off before they arrested me and be like, how could I have done this? And then I'd
pick up your hands that are sitting there and take the fingerprints and...
I'd go, those aren't my hands. I've never seen those before.
Gosh. Oh, boy.
I think it's okay to be interested in serial killers.
I think it's okay, but there is definitely a limit.
Our rule. Don't fuck serial killers. Don't go to those women and men that go to prisons and, like, mm-hmm. marry them. And
no. Yeah, don't do that. Don't get involved in their lives. Get involved in their families' lives. No. There are people that did bad things, but just because they did bad things does not mean that their children did bad things.
No.
BTK has a daughter. She's had to be
a
nomad because everyone's like, why'd your dad do it? And it's like, I don't know. I was six. Like, or I don't know. That's probably totally inaccurate. But
well, the point is.
The point is that don't
fucking get obsessed with it and don't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen to a podcast. It's fine.
Like Chillcast.
Watch a show.
Like it's Chillcast.
Fun. Yeah, like Chillcast. Listen to us.
Our true crime podcast is at an end, Sarah.
Okay.
But we caught on to the trend, the wave.
Yeah.
So
this is gonna get so
now
many
I need to do
years.
The hey, do you like reading books? Well, no,
we're not,
Audible.
We're not sponsored. We have to
this
get sponsored
is a,
before we do this.
This is an illegal sponsorship.
Oh boy, and this is how we get taken down. Well, this has been fun.
Yes.
10 episodes was enough, I guess.
Thank you everyone for listening.
We'll be back next week.
Every Sunday.
As long as Audible doesn't get us.
Bye.